Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. This is the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to hire some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, conversational funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. You can download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Farzad Rashidi. Farzad is the lead innovator at Respana, the link building outreach platform that helps businesses increase their organic traffic from Google. He previously ran the marketing efforts at Visme, where he helped the company gain over 27 million active users and pass 2 million monthly organic traffic. Farzad, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell me something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thank you so much for having me, Josh. I would say one of the biggest keys, at least in my business, has been getting customers. And that's something that has been, I don't want to say overlooked, but something that a lot of people don't think about when they're coming up with an idea or working on a business. They always are thinking about, you know, how to build the product or build the marketing material. But at the end of the day, they're not looking for distribution. And once you have distribution, that opens doors for getting things done. Then it enables you to be able to experiment with different tactics, strategies, building product lines. But unless you get those first batch of customers in and make sure that they're happy and you stick around, then you got nothing, no business at least. And so that's what I would say.
Stop breaking my heart, man. But I just got this cool idea. I just want to sit there and innovate my idea. Why do I have to sell it to people?
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Well, so I think you definitely hit a hot button issue here for a lot of entrepreneurs. Everybody is looking for more leads, more opportunities, more sales. And sometimes we're missing that component in our business. And, all of us, even if we're getting customers, like, well, how do I get more? Or how do I serve them better? We're always trying to find a way to improve that. You had a company that had 27 million active users. That's like more people than some countries. So talk to me about that. Like, let's talk about customer acquisition. How do you bring in this massive number of customers like this?
So just to elaborate on that a little bit. So the company you're referring to is a parent company called Visme. It's a visual communication tool. So businesses create any sort of visual assets like presentations, infographics, and reports. Get a lot of times compared with Canva. We're like an upmarket version of that. So the way we started with our acquisition strategy, I joined as the first marketing hire. And one of the we tried pretty much throwing spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. And what we really thought about was in terms of buyer journeys. So understanding how our users, our customers would come across a product like ours and make sure that the unit economics worked. So we tried paid ads, cold outreach, even cold calling at some point. And what we really landed on was that based on our price point and the type of product and the type of demographic we were serving, we really had to start building an inbound channel so that essentially we'll be able to attract customers for them to come to us versus us having to go after them just because of the LTV and the I would say the unit economics aspect of it. So essentially what we did was to start focusing on our website. We started writing a lot of content, build a bunch of landing pages and optimize it for search engines. And guess what happened?
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was absolutely crickets.
Why?
So yeah.
You did everything right though.
I know. You would
Why
think.
Why didn't it work?
Well, the problem is that everybody is doing that, right? So especially in a competitive industry, when you're competing against millions of other websites, you go and look up any keywords on Google and there's 2 billion plus web pages that are competing for the same thing. So to really put us on the map, what we had to do was to start establishing yourself as a credible resource in eyes of these search engines for them to start prioritizing us in the search results. And we basically got the knot cracked and figured out how to do that. And then essentially the rest is history. So once we started ranking on Google, now we're getting close to about 2 million visitors to our website. If you were to get these number of visitors through traditional ads, like for example, AdWords,
that's a lot of money.
We would have to spend approximately $1 million a month to get the same level of traffic for the same keywords.
Yeah, and I feel when you said that, like I feel that in my bones because, just trying to get, if you're not ranked, because we have some things that are not really ranking organically right now, and it costs more than a dollar sometimes just to get an eyeball on the site. Just to get somebody to go to the website costs us like $2 sometimes. And if I think about 2 million visitors, like, wow, you know, that adds up real quick. And so really the power of being that credible source, and talk to me a little bit more about how do you establish yourself as a credible source? Because people want to tap into that organic traffic that you don't have to pay for, obviously.
Yep, exactly. And also nowadays with these AI tools, a lot of the search experiences are changing. They're moving towards a chat sort of interface. So that's exactly what we figured out, was to understand how you establish yourself as a credible resource. And turns out the way Google actually became Google and they beat all the other search engines back in the late 90s was by developing this algorithm called PageRank, which essentially assigns authority or transfers authority to a website by other reputable websites in their space talking about them and mentioning them and linking to them. So these little hyperlinks through the web became the currency for credibility. So the more authoritative sources are talking about you, the higher chances you have in terms of showing up in the search results. And then the higher you are in the search results, the higher likelihood that it will essentially grab pieces of your text and show in the new search experience with these AI tools. And the same way, these other tools like Perplexity and ChatGPT's new search GPTs going to work is that essentially they're going to be ranking websites and then going and extracting websites or extracting snippets from it. And so the question is simple, right? So we need to get other people to talk about us. And it turns out a little bit more difficult said than that.
Well, there's a strong point to be made here. And this is something that I hammer home as much as possible with all of my clients. And, you know, a lot of times people are struggling to get good qualified leads and they blame the traffic source. This cold email thing, that's not working. These Google ads, they don't work. Posting on social media, it doesn't work. When in reality, you're solving the wrong problem. Like, I need to try a different traffic source. That's it. No. What you need to do is you need to be more interesting. Because when you're interesting, people pay attention to you. And that, I'd love to hear kind of what are some of the things that you were able to do to become interesting to enough people to where they start talking about you, because that's really what has to happen. Nobody's going to talk about you if you're not interesting.
Right. Well, first of all, you need to have something valuable to offer, right? So a lot of people lie to themselves in terms of their offer and they think that, it actually adds value. So a lot of times nobody's interested in what you're selling. So maybe you're selling the wrong thing. So that's something that's a core fundamental issue with the business you can't really fix by marketing. But what we're talking about here is you already have nailed that product market fit. Now you're looking to pour gasoline on the fire and attract more of your target customers. So, but that's a different story. So the latter part of that is essentially getting your name out there and getting other people to talk about you, which is often a lot more difficult, as I mentioned, to do than just writing content on your website and publishing posts on social media. Because then it becomes uncomfortable, right? Now you have to start reaching out to other people and talk to other people, which is what most people don't want to do. And that's exactly what differentiates people that end up succeeding and end up getting traffic versus the ones that don't. And so what we ended up doing is essentially creating a workflow in terms of anytime we put out a new piece of content, we then reach out to other websites in our space that we think would be a good fit, and then offer them an incentive to actually work with them in a mutually beneficial way for them to mention our piece of content on their website. And so that turns into a process that eventually led to the creation of our new product, Responda. What we were doing at the time was just take every piece of content that we have and go and promote it. And we would follow the 80-20 rule. So if you had spent, we spent 20% of resources in creation, 80% of promotion. So if something took a day to create, we're going to spend 4 days promoting it before we move on to the next piece.
Oh, that's interesting. So if I spend a month on something, I'm going to spend 4 months marketing it until I, you know, move to the next thing. Nobody's ever said that before. So that's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, we're a small team. We don't have time or resources to promote. Well, I'm like, well, stop creating so much content then. It's a matter of allocation of resources. Doesn't matter how much resources you have.
That's right. I don't have time for it, but do you not have time for it, or are you wasting your time?
Prioritize. Yeah, exactly. Priority. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious if you can tell us a little bit about Responda and how does it actually solve that problem? How does it work?
Yeah. So just a good example of, again, a lot of what Responda does, by the way, you can do manually. So folks that are listening, they're a small business just getting started. Don't sign up for all these fancy tools. You can do a lot of it yourself manually. What Responda comes in play is just saving time and doing that at 100x the speed. But just to give you an example, the way we got introduced was actually through Responda. So one of the outreach strategies is podcast outreach. So this is just one out of a gazillion different ways and how you can use the system. But essentially what Responda has done is to identify websites that, or podcasts in this case, that are having an overlapping audience with us, that it thinks that I'd be able to go on and add some value as a guest. And one of my team members reached out to you through the Responda platform to actually put us in touch. And you know, obviously it worked. So this is something that it's one strategy that I follow almost every week. I go on as a guest on podcasts. So that's a great way to get some brand awareness to a niche audience. Also, you know, we make great friends together, connecting with smart people in the industry. And you also are mentioning, or I mean, I'm sure this episode is going to be on your website. And guess what? You're going to have to mention Responda on the webpage. And that's how you get a link. So nobody had to spam anyone. You know, essentially what we're doing here is a collaboration. So I'm helping you create a piece of content that you're going to distribute to your audience. And as a byproduct, you know, we get some exposure to Responda. So that these are the type of tactics, strategies that Responda sort of helps you build from the ground up.
Oh, that's awesome. And so I'm curious. So I get an idea of how that works. So are we, can you just dive in just a little bit more? Like, are we doing manual outreach through your platform, or it's just helping you identify? Can you just give us a little bit more information?
Yeah. So what Responda does is identifies, finds the contact with the right person, and also helps with the outreach as well. And it takes care of all the dirty work. So you can essentially set the strategy and it will take care of it for you. But obviously you still maintain that level of supervision and control. So you can essentially decide on if you want to take out some opportunities or if you don't want to reach out to a certain kind, or you can review and approve opportunities. So you can be as hands-on or as hands-off as you'd like to be. So for example, let's say you sell an e-commerce product and you sell X, Y, let's say CBD gummies or better sleep, just something that's super out there.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about tech and software.
Sure.
So one of the ways, so as a customer, how do you find better CBD brands to try? Well, one of the first things I do, I go on Google and look up what are some of the best CBD gummies. So that's what we call the listicle strategy. There are so many of these websites that have lists of, hey, top CBD gums. Okay, they're already getting traffic. They already have access to your customers. So what Responda does, for example, it monitors and identifies these websites, finds the contact information of the right person, move the content manager in charge of editorial at that company, and reads their content and personalizes the emails for you, and then actually reaches out using your own email and offers them, for example, your product, invites them to join your affiliate program, and offer some sort of a partnership that would essentially help get product placement on that listicle, for example. So from discovery to outreach is done all throughout that platform. So that
and it handles the communication, or at least the first part of the communication via AI and pulling in context. And obviously you can give it some guardrails and what to say, yeah. but it handles it with AI.
Yeah. So it comes, so we have some pre-built templates. So we actually have a library of them ungated on our website, different types of outreach techniques that, as I said, you can do manually as well. So we go to responda.com/templates. We have like ready to use recipes, different types of tactics and strategies. And then, so essentially all you do is just to type in your keyword information about a product, and it will build the campaign for you. And then you can monitor and approve and take out opportunities you don't want before you go and launch the campaign. And then make sure that essentially aligns with what you had in mind. But that all the dirty work and the research process is handled by the system. And another benefit to this is that it makes it so that you do it consistently over time. So you can put a lot of campaigns that are reoccurring. So you set them up once and it just reruns the same search and does the same work every few weeks. So you get a new fresh batch of opportunities. So you basically could just review and approve them every few weeks.
That's amazing. I've never heard of anything like this before. I've got 7 people on my team right now, and I wouldn't ask them to do all of this work. But now that you can automate it, I mean, that's awesome. So where can we, who is this for? Mm-hmm. Where can we go to learn more?
Yep. So there's usually 2 types of customers we have. One are in-house teams. So if you have a brand, and so it could be a software company, it could be a e-commerce brand that has a SEO team or marketing team in-house. Second biggest part of our customers are agencies that offer this type of work as a service. So, you know, for example, you're an agency that charges X for each podcast interview booked or each product placement gotten or each backlink generated. So you use a system like ours to do the same work for your clients with very limited time put into it, and you essentially charge per result from your customers. So those are the 2 main segments of our customers.
Yeah, that's great. And so responda.com.
That's right. R-E-S-P-O-N-A.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much for our guest, Farzad Rashidi, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. And for those of you who are interested in learning more how to automate your outreach, your strategic outreach, you can go to responda.com. And whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.